This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you here, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate, I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there today you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one on this station, and I very much appreciate it. I also think it shows what a high IQ you have, so I got to give you credit there too as well. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host, and again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, you got to get informed, and you have to get engaged. And what I mean by that is that it's not a matter of just sitting there and listening. Right? I mean, it's not a matter of just sitting there and listening and taking it all in. How do you engage? How do you get the message out to somebody else? What are you doing to bring the message for people to understand what's going on in and around the world, what they have to do to fix it? I'm still amazed at how many people. Look, we just did that story about Al Gore. And most young people, most Democrats, most people that are, you know, left-leaning ideologues, they're going to tell you flat out that, you know, Al is a ecological god. He cares about the world. He cares about the planet. He's willing to do anything. And look at great sacrifice. Look what he's doing. Right? Look what he's doing to save. I don't know what earth he's saving. As you just heard, you just saw what he's using. You just saw the amount of damage that he's doing on his own. I love it. Who's going to call him out, though? Who on the left is going to nail him and call him out? That would be my question. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The recent story at Town Hall is about a Christian school deciding not to do Christian education, which I am just always amazed at. I'm always amazed at Christian schools that back down from their belief system because they don't want to offend anybody. They want to be broad-based and bring in who they could. Apparently, they've never read any of the Gospels in the Bible. Jesus was offending people all over the place. He was calling people names. And you wouldn't think he was a quiet man? I don't know. You think he quietly tore up the temple? Right? The merchant area of the temple? Was that a quiet? You think when he was yelling at the Sadducees and Pharisees and calling them hypocrites and such, you think he did it? Do you think he went, hey, yeah, Sadducees, Pharisees, come here, I got to tell you something. No. They were standing up on that area around the temple, and he was yelling at them. You hypocrites. Wow. Sounds like a easy pushover to me. What do you think? So the story was written by Mike Adams over at Town Hall. And Mike says that, as the end of the summer drew near, it occurred to me that I have spent most of it working on four college cases dealing with either the freedom of speech or freedom of association. He said, one of the cases involves unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination in the dissemination of student fees at public university in California. Another involves unconstitutional interference with the belief requirements of a religious organization at a public university in Colorado. But the other two cases deal with administrators at private schools that claim to be Christian while simultaneously destroying the careers and lives of people who hold dissenting but entirely reasonable views. Intellectual honesty dictates that I use my platform to deal with these Christian dictators. I see it all the time on the show. Stories we do on a regular basis where Christian schools try to keep professors from teaching Christian doctrine. That's Joe's input. Now, he goes on to say that no one should be surprised that Duke Divinity School, DDS, is one of the institutions claiming to be dedicated to uplifting a Christ while organizing lynch mobs to destroy the lives of those with dissenting viewpoints. After all, Duke is a university where 88 professors tried and convicted a group of innocent athletes in court of public opinion for rape that never actually occurred. Remember that? Sharpton was all over that. That was even after the athletes were found innocent, the unrepentant 88 continued the witch hunt to figure out the students that deserved to be destroyed anyway. Right? Simply for inheriting their white privilege. You see how hard this gets, how bad this gets, how life-destroying this can become? Right? Think about it. You know, again, a Christian school. Now, I'm not saying that they're just supposed to wave a wand without knowing the facts and forgive these guys. That's not the point here. But what's funny is they were innocent. They were found innocent, and a Christian school is still looking away for hanging them. And if you're paying money to that school, if you're an alumni of that school, you're giving them money, shame on you. If you're a Christian giving money to that school, shame on you. You know, you're supposed to be a good steward of your money. Are you a good steward of your money to give your money to an organization that claims to represent your Lord and Savior, but yet works at, openly works 180% on the other side of his promises or his rules? DDS professor Paul Griffin, when he received an invitation to attend a radical indoctrination program put on by the left-wing Racial Equality Institute, REI, he decided to decline the invitation while offering his criticism of the program. Yeah, that was it for him. He was done then. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'll finish this up later on. When we come back, we're going to have David Fisher with us. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click oneworldway.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate it. You know what? You have to be American-made. I hope you have American-made stuff on. I know you can't have everything American-made, but I think we ought to go out of our way to help make sure that we look for American-made, we promote American-made, because you know what? It's important that we keep Americans working, really, seriously. I'm a nationalist in that light, for sure. Anyway, David Fisher is going to join us. And, you know, as I said before, I love having this guy on. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me every week to give us an idea of what's going on with your money. You know, I titled today's show or this segment, you know, do you have money? Why not? Seriously. I mean, in today's world and looking what's going on around us, you need to really have a plan or understand or be able to take care of your family. Shit, things go sideways. And I'm blessed to live in a little area where, you know, the housing market's doing well and life as a whole is doing well. But it's not going to take long before what's going on around us starts to infiltrate or affect us here. So I like bringing David on. He gives us an idea of what's going on today in the world of finance. David, thanks as usual for being with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You know, and people don't realize how much the markets across the world affect them on a daily basis. But right now, there's a celebration going on because the Dow surpassed 22,000 points for the first time, but we couldn't get the health care. Oh, God, don't get me started on that. That'll be 3 hours. We couldn't get the health care bill passed, you know, and do the markets just don't, do they not need repeal and replacement of Obamacare? I mean, I thought that was a big deal to those in that world.
Well, you know, obviously the market has gone up since we've had several failed attempts at repealing, replacing Obamacare or doing anything, just even repealing it. So the market is saying it does not need that. But I think here the bigger question lies within is what is really driving the market then? Is it the anticipation that they're going to get a tax overhaul done? Is it the anticipation they're going to get a great budget and spend less? I don't even know if the market is moving on those anticipations of those things happening anymore, because if it was, the Dow wouldn't have broke a historical high of 22,000 points this morning. It's down a little bit off that. Now it's in the $21,990 point.
Easy for you to say. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I put it to dollars as points. Sorry. So my take on it is this. We've had so much regulation in the last 8 years put upon businesses, Wall Street, banks under the Obama administration, and one by one, what President Trump campaigned upon is he's going to deregulate the industry where businesses are affected through government regulation. And he's been doing this one by one through his pen and paper and also passing legislation. And now we're seeing the benefits of that. So a lot of this, I'm going to give Trump credit where he deserves credit. And a lot of this is happening just because we have a pro-business agenda president in office, and he's doing what he said he would be elected upon. You know, obviously, a lot of these major things like Obamacare, repeal and replace, haven't happened. I think it still is going to get revisited. But the market has not been anticipating that it was going to get passed. So therefore, when it failed, the market didn't go down. But we still have a pro-business agenda platform. But the problem with the market right now is it's very thinly, narrowly traded. Only a few stocks, Joe, are actually causing the market to go up. Today, being evidence, Apple was the, according to CNBC this morning, said if it wasn't for Apple and this earnings that they reported recently, the Dow would be down. So Apple carried the Dow to an all-time high.
David, that's not good, though, right? I mean, when you have
No, that's a terrible thing. That defies fundamentals. When the Dow, there's 30 stocks representing the Dow index that comprises the index that represents 1,000 stocks in the Dow, and one stock is leading the charge and carrying the whole index, that's terrible. That says a couple things. One, where's the investors, which brings up the next segment of this portion of why the Dow is going higher. The Dow is going higher because traders are causing the Dow to go higher, and professionals in the financials are causing the Dow to go higher. But it's very narrowly traded, which is not a good thing, because when people decide that Apple can't make money next quarter or the quarter after, and they're shrinking in their international presence, unfortunately Apple is, when they can't sustain that, the Dow is going to correct or look for the next stock that will carry the Dow higher.
You know, I'm still stuck on the fact that, I mean, how many companies are in the Dow? Do you know?
There's 1,000 companies in the Dow.
So 1,000 companies, and you're telling me that as of late, probably less than 10 companies are driving what the market looks like.
Yes, most of the tech companies in the Dow, and the Dow's not even a tech index.
That's NASDAQ, right?
That's the NASDAQ.
See, I know something, David. I learned something from you over the years here.
So what's happening is, you know, the Apple is leading the charge. Boeing is behind them. McDonald's. So these major big companies are moving the Dow.
Wow.
So, but if you look at a healthy economy, you can't have a healthy economy unless it's broad-based. You can't just have a handful of the big, what we call the big box stores or the big corporations leading the charge and saying that is equal to a synonymous of having a healthy economy. A healthy economy is broad-based. We're very narrow-based, and this is why it's very misleading right now and what's happening in the stock market.
Wow.
I love the stock market. I'm not anti-stocks, but it has to operate on fundamentals, and that's what people are coming out and saying is, you know, this thing is in a bubble. It's going to burst at some point, and it's going to be pretty severe the longer it goes on in this bubble. But Trump's, you know, taking all the credit for it. And he should in some ways, but I would not want to marry myself to this because when the bubble happens, he's married to the downward side of it too.
Listen, I joked about it on the show the other night. I said, look, interesting how Mr. Obama, when things were on the negative, I think he blamed Bush for 5 years after he was president. So, Trump coming in now, I don't know what the market means. I don't, you know, and he seems to be, you know, flip-flopping on some of his economic processes or promises or what he was looking at. Am I off?
No, there's three things currently just today that he's flip-flopping on today and yesterday. And one is the dollar. One is Janet Yellen, the Fed. And the other one is tax cuts versus tax reform. Specifically, in the beginning of the year and while he was running for president, he was banging the drum saying we got to have a strong dollar, telling journalists how powerful the U.S. currency should be. And that's what he wants. On November 8th, the dollar quickly jumped. November 8th last year, the dollar jumped in its index about 6.5% to its peak. Then, shortly after elections, Joe, the dollar's been moving down.
You know, you want to hear he's got more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe, the senior host, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, will be with us on the other side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
So listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to it, because I don't want to waste any of his time. You know, I want to bring him back on. Like I said, I hate wasting his time because we have so little of it. David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital. He joins us every week to give us an idea of what's going on in the markets. Give us an idea of what's going on with your money. And listen, doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. You need to learn how to you need to learn how to be safe with your dollars, how to be safe with your finances, so you can take care of your family if I'm not going to say when, because I'm not an expert, if things go sideways. You got to have a few bucks to be able to stand back on, so we don't have the same major issues we had back in 08 and 09. David, thanks for being with me, and we were talking about, you know, Trump kind of flip-flopping, I don't even know what that is, flip-flopping, though, on his economic promises.
You know, I think, you know, I'm going to be a little bit hard on President Trump. A president should know what a strong dollar versus a weak dollar has on effects on the economy. That's a pretty simple thing as a president, and especially one who's been in business. So he should know these things, but he's totally flip-flopped on his belief and his announcements of the value of the dollar. In his election campaign and post-election, before he was inaugurated, he was touting how strong of a dollar we got to have. We're the country of the world. It's all about America, making America great, and we have to have the strongest currency in the world. That was his rhetoric. Okay? Yesterday, he was talking about how we need to have a weak dollar and how the president, for the most part, has said, we got to have a strong dollar.
But everybody says our money needs to be strong. Why is that bad?
When the dollar is strong and other currencies are going down, we sell less to other countries because our currency is more expensive for those countries to buy our products, our goods and services, which means it's harder for the stock market to go up because they're buying products that we sell in U.S. stocks. So this is why you don't want to have a strong dollar at all times. We're going to move into what I'm going to say is a currency war. In other words, every currency wants to go down. Remember, President Trump used to accuse China of manipulating the currency when he first got elected and when he was recampaigning. China was just trying to stimulate business and their economy by having a lower currency. Now, we're doing the same thing, yet it's and President Trump wants a weaker dollar because the dollar's gone down since January of this year by index about 10.5%. It's at 92 points is what the dollar at. It was 102 at the peak in January. They're now saying currency traders are saying the dollar is going to go down the next 16 to 24 months down to about 72 by index, which is a major support level, and it's a crisis of the dollar, was what has been said previously in 2006. This caused gold to rally. So this is why gold is going up. And if you look at the Dow and gold, guess the difference year-to-date, how much gold versus the Dow, what's the difference in a percentage?
I don't know.
Because everybody's talking about how the great rally we're having in the Dow.
Okay.
There's only 0.2% difference between the uptick of gold and the uptick of the Dow. The Dow has moved up 9.8% year to date, and gold has moved up 9.6% year to date. So there's not a whole lot of difference, and gold historically moves more in the last 6 months of the year than the previous 6 months of the year, and that's happened 37 out of 41 years, year after year. And we'll talk more about the movement of gold, but what's happening is, you know, back to President Trump, unfortunately, flip-flopping. When President Trump was campaigning, he was saying how Yellen should be ashamed. This is his quote. Yellen should be ashamed of her actions, is what he said during his campaign. Yesterday, he changed gears, and he said the chief central bank officer has done a great job, a good job, quote unquote. So Janet Yellen hasn't changed anything she said, except for the Fed said one thing for months and months and months, that they're going to raise interest rates and lower their balance sheet. Then they did that, and then the markets went down, and then she flip-flopped saying we might not do that, but we're still on task to do that. So she's gone back and forth. But, you know, really nothing's changed from the Fed, Janet Yellen's standpoint. And President Trump is just learning, you know, that you just can't bash everything all the time. And as far as tax cuts versus tax reform, the media is wondering if he really knows the difference. Tax reform is saying, okay, let's take away something that we've been charging you taxes on, and let's reform that. And in doing so, you'll pay less tax. Therefore, you have more money. Less will come to the Treasury, but you have more money to spend. So therefore, the economy will go up. And therefore, when the economy goes up, more money exchanges hands. So there's more taxes that actually come back to the Treasury. So the Treasury didn't lose anything. It's a wash. People save more money and make more money. That's a wash. And that's called tax reform. Tax cut is when you just say, okay, taxes are too high. They're at 30%. Let's cut them down to 15%. That's tax a cut. And this is what they're trying to pass a bill for and also do tax reform.
But David, he's got Steve Mnuchin there with him. He's got people around him that also should be telling him this or enlightening him, if you would, correct? Or do they not know, you think?
I think Steve Mnuchin is I don't like his ethics, but I think he's a brilliant man when it comes to understanding this.
Okay.
But unfortunately, now we're finding out more than ever, a lot of the president's people that are surrounding him, when they challenge him and tell him, do say this, don't say that, he listens, he takes it in, and usually he might follow their advice only for a very day or two, and then he's back to his own agenda, and the way he speaks causes more challenges for his administration. So, you know, and I'm not bashing President Trump today. He still has my support, but I'm just saying, let's look at what's happening here. And, you know, He's facing a lot of things that a lot of presidents haven't faced before, and he's trying to do a lot more than most presidents have done before, but he still has his own challenges with his own inner self that he's operating as the presidency from a businessman New York style where you just kind of push people around. It doesn't work that way in the United States, in Congress. And so he's having to change. I don't think he's going to change. And this is why we're going to have a lot of problems in getting things done, unfortunately. And that's why he's doing some flip-flopping. I think you're going to see a lot more areas of flip-flopping. It creates uncertainties. It doesn't create stability in leadership in the White House. Look at how many people have left or been fired recently just in the last couple weeks, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not sticking up for him either. But frankly, some of those people should have never been hired. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. Okay. I agree with you. So, you know, we need to pray for our president. There's a learning curve he's going through, and it's a fairly large one, unfortunately, that he's going through because he doesn't have a lot of experience being in the politician side of things. And he needs to change in some of the behavior and the things he says. I'm not saying he needs to change policy. I'm saying how he delivers the message needs to be a little bit more different than what he's been operating on. And I think we'll get a lot more things done.
When you look at everything, that he has come in, and I'm not trying to say that everything he's doing is right. I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination. But when you look at some of the things that he's been fighting, he has not had the ability or the platform or the slate, however you want to say it, to be able to get in there and just focus and concentrate on his job. I mean, he's being fought from within. He's being fought from without. And I believe he's been given misinformation at times. But that's, you know, it's my own personal opinion on this thing. So we've got to go. We're going to come up on a break here. But when we come back, I want to talk about the over the last few months. You know, every week we've got a prominent investor on Wall Street, the hedge fund managers are giving a warning that a correction is imminent. You've talked about this. You've talked about this plenty of times on how the market has to correct itself at some point in time. So let's scare the bejesus out of everybody in a way. But, I'm just kidding. When we come back, let's give them some information on what's happening with the market. You know, you really do have to be informed. You really do have to have the information you need. I tease David on a regular basis about, you know, he sells gold and silver and what have you, does precious metals, but he has a good grasp on stocks. He has good grasp on the economy. And I don't know how many of you do. I know some people read and they try to get their information, but you know what? You really have to talk to somebody who's in it every day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fish will be back with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
There's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job. Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look it, let's get right back into it because I don't want you to miss a second of what David has to say. As I said, we're back with David Fisher, the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's on with me. I learned so much when he's on the show. I shocked you in the last segment when I knew that NASDAQ was for tech. And I learned that with you while you were on the show. So I do pay attention and listen from time to time. I take notes. So David, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe.
We were going to talk about over the last couple of months. You know, every week we've got Wall Street investors, the hedge fund managers and what have you, giving a warning that a correction is like imminent. But you've been saying this for a long time, but you know what my argument's always been, is that since I've been doing the show now, coming up on 10 years, I keep hearing how the market's going to crash, everything's going to bottom out, you know, there's going to be anarchy in the streets. So what's going to really happen, David?
No, that's not happening.
Right.
I'm never being an extremist on anything when it comes to financial matters, and I'm not on any of that. We have some major fundamental issues that are being ignored called our debt. But this, in reference to the stock market, you know, I'm not a doomsdayer. This Chicken Little type of a person, a lot of people in my industry are. I'm not calling for a market crash. Others are who are in the market or talk about the market are actually using those terms that are pro-stock but are changing their tune. And this new trend started to become very vocal about 9 weeks ago, maybe 10 almost. I think we're going to have a correction. It's not a matter of if, and most investors who have been doing this some time believe and feel that the correction is imminent. Nobody can say how much or when, and neither can I. But what I can say is this. People who have never talked about a correction before for quite a few years, a decade, are coming out, very prominent people. And every week now we're seeing more people say this. The numbers are growing every week. Used to be only one or two. Now it's half a dozen, but I'm not going to mention all half a dozen. I'll mention a couple here. Seth Klarman, he's a legendary investor. He's calling for a warning of a 1987 black market type of a crash. Wow. He's a founder of Bupas Group. His track record is probably one of the greatest in investment history, over 30 years plus of years from 1982 to 2015. He only had three losing years. So think about that. Three losing years out of 30 plus years.
Wow.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
He averaged 16% returns. The national average is 7. So he's more than double of that. And while he did this, he had 30 to 50% of his hedge fund in cash at all times. So that's pretty astonishing record. So when he says something, people pay attention. He said earlier this week, he said the fact that this market could propel, he's talking about how traders are investing right now. There's hundreds of billions of dollars, Joe, he's citing, that are now being traded not by traders, but automatic computers who are doing what we call automatic triggering.
Right.
So they're not trading on sound judgment, but just algorithms and flow of momentum of trades. So there's no humanization in this. It's just all technical base and flow of money. Those are what's leading most of the market, he is saying, to these higher levels. And that's not a good fundamental, because all it takes is one trader, one computer to start the sell order, and others computers see the trend and they do the same. And he says, and the fact of that could propel a market crash once the snowball starts running down the hill. So he's calling, be careful, because that's kind of what started Black Monday, that environment. The market, it works great, he says, when it's rallying. But what happens when those same automatic systems get hit with sell orders, and some of them are $500 billion in capital, and real amount is even larger as many of these funds are leveraged, hit the sell button, you're going to have a 1987, he says, all over.
Wow.
He says that it could get pretty ugly. So very well-respected man, another one who's always in the news, Chief Economic Advisor for Allianz, Mohammed El Iran. He used to be CEO of PIMCO before PIMCO decided to change their name. But he said in his recent article, he raises serious doubts about the sustainability of the bull market in stocks. And he cites the actual reason that the previous person I was talking about, Seth Klarman, said. And then a third one is a foreign investment group, the largest in Singapore, manages $354 billion in assets. They're a sovereign wealth fund, and they're warning that the valuations are stretched and policy uncertainty is at high, and investors are being too complacent. So that's how their most recent report that happened on Sunday. So there's a lot of people within the United States, outside of the United States, now coming to the table and saying, just be careful. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's not operating on sound fundamentals right now.
So, David, how does somebody who doesn't have, you know, mega million bucks know what to do with their money? What would you tell, as I always like to say to you, the average Joe, the guy that's working 9 to 5, he's putting a few bucks away here and there, what have you. He's looking at what's going on around him, saying, "Okay, how do I protect my money? How do I protect my assets? What's he need
well,
to do?"
Obviously, diversification is the key, and you know, I'm going to give two ideas here. One, if you're in a 401k and you can't roll that over into precious metals or a portion of that, and we have clients that fall in that category, and we tell them that they won't allow it, and there's certain criteria you have to meet, and we can help people understand that. But if they're stuck and they're only allowed to be in stocks, then what I would recommend is be very careful riding this high wave of the tech rally, because it's showing signs of the tech bubble that we saw happen in 2000. And it got nasty back then. It collapsed. And so, you know, a lot of people made a lot of money on the run-up, but when the turn happened, you couldn't get out fast enough. So economists are saying, you know, get into emerging markets. What are those? Foreign markets, undervalued markets that are mainstream. And you can just Google it, emerging markets, and you can learn a little bit about that. You know, I can't give, you know, buy this stock or buy this index advice. But, you know, diversify. Don't have all your – there was a survey that was done that most Americans believe only they should have most of their money in American indexes because they're not familiar with other ones. Well, get familiar with other ones, because when the American index pops – and you have all your money in it, that's not called diversification. So get into some other areas, emerging markets, foreign markets. You know, Russia's market is, and I'm not for Russia, Russia's market I would stay away from, not because of what's going on with us and Russia, but their market's getting clobbered from January till now. But, you know, there's some Chinese markets, some Asian markets, some European markets that are probably very healthy and are undervalued compared to where the U.S. stock market is. But if you have access to roll over your 401k or IRA, or you have funds outside of those retirements, you should be purchasing some gold. Because gold, at the end of the day, I don't think people care too much what the investment is, where they're investing in Apple or Google or gold or whatever the investment is. They don't look at that once they sell. They look at what their dollar value says in their account. And I think we're going to outperform the stock market the next 6 months, because we're facing some major, major things that we'll probably talk about coming up after the break. One specifically is the debt ceiling. And that's going to cause a whole lot of problems for the market, in most people's opinion. And Steve Mnuchin's been talking about that as of yesterday. He came out and gave a big speech. There's been some meetings that have happened behind closed doors. So diversification is always the key. It saved people a great heartache in 2008. If they had some money in cash, they had some money in gold, they had some money in stocks and some money in real estate. But unfortunately, the news media has led us to believe put all your money in U.S. indexes, and that's not a healthy recipe for financial growth.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because real estate, you know, you hear information all over the place as to what you should do with real estate and where real estate is going to be, and some areas are talking about another major bubble. But, David, we're going to run out of time, and here's what I want to do with you. First of all, I want you to tell people, you know, quickly how to get more information, you know, on Landmark Capital. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do an extended interview. Now, if you people want to hear more about the information that David has, you're going to have to come back later on and pick up the podcast. That's the only way you're going to get the extended information here. And I'm not going to tell you what's in it. You're going to have to come back and find out. It's the only way you're going to know and get the information you need to succeed. So, David, tell people where they can find Landmark Capital.
They can go to our website at landmarkgold.com, or they can call us the traditional way at 844-715-7311. And for your dad listening, that's 844-715-7311.
I'm Joe with Senior Host. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour, and I've got a surprise. I told you who's going to be on tonight. For you old folks, if you didn't write it down, you're not going to know. So you got to come back and find out who's with us. I'm Joe with Senior Host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.